All right. Binyamin Parshas Vayechi Ben Ish-Chai. Binyamin Zev Yitraf. Binyamin. Right? Binyamin Zev Yitraf. He will is a wolf. Yitraf, he will devour. Baboke yochal ad, in the morning he will eat his prey. Ula erev yichalek shalal, in the evening he will divide his what he caught. Nira li, it seems to me, says the Ben Ish Chaim, b'siyata d'shmaya, with the help of heaven. Yadua, it's a known thing. Kol magamateinu hu, a whole vision. Lashlim Hashem, to complete God's name in this world, right? Va'kise, and his throne, b'shlosha otiyot, with three letters. Shtayim b'shem, two of the letters that are missing in Shem Hashem, yeah? V'chad b'kise, and one in the kise, his throne, kise ha'kovod, the throne of his glory, dichtiv. Ki yad, Al-Kesya. Kiyad Al-Kesya. This is speaking about the Milchama of Amalek. So long as Amalek's in the world, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't complete. I.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have full expression in the world. The world lacks the full expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his glory, which is represented in this Kiseh. Kiseh represents Malchus. If this shame isn't expressed in the world, this Kiseh, which represents Malchus, is not in the world. His shame is expressed through his kingship, through his malchus. If you want to speak in different terms, the shame represents the dechura, the za, zir anpin, and the kiseh represents the malchus, the shechina, the God's expression in the world. So there's two things. There's not, can't be the expression of God in the world unless his name is complete and his malchus in the world is complete, i.e. his name has expression in the lower worlds. You understand what I'm saying? I.e. shechina betachtonim.
Which letters are these?
Huh?
Letters.
Which letter? We're going to say some. It's the Vavke. Ushleimutam, v'tikunam. This is what we see. There's a Tosis in Brachas. It speaks about Kaddish. Then when we say Kaddish, we're asking for his name to be complete. Shmo Rabba. His name to be great or complete. Ushleimutam, v'tikunam. And the completion and fixing, talui, Gemar biru nitzotze kedusha. Depends on us doing the biru. Like we said, there was after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, there was what's called Shviras HaKelim, the breaking of the vessels, and the vessels fell into the lower worlds with nitzotze kedusha, with like what's called rapach nitzotzim, which, right, which is the nitzotze kedusha that were in those vessels, and from them That's what creates bechira in the world, the concept of free will in the world, and the concept of mitzvahs. Every mitzvah a person does, he's mevar part of those nitzotzei kedusha, those holy sparks. Are you doing mitzvah? You mevar, you bring up from the lower worlds to the higher worlds, is rafach kedusha, rafach nitzotzim, these sparks of kedusha, and then bring in a shefa into this world through the mitzvah that you're doing, through you. Either the shefa comes to you, into the world. You understand what I'm saying?
That's what you mevare
means. You clarify, you bring them up from their lower places in the klipa, in the lower worlds, to the higher worlds with mesiras nefesh of your soul, of your neshama. So every mitzvah you do, the more mesiras nefesh you do for that mitzvah, the bigger and the higher is the level of the biru, the more shefa you bring in the world. It means if you put on tefillin, you schlep it on, you did something. But if you put on tefillin and you put it on with kavanah and with mesiras nefesh, what does mesiras nefesh mean? Mesiras nefesh means with torah, with work. If you daven with work, if you learn with work, the more, the form tzara agra, the more you work, the more shefa you bring into yourself and into the world. It can be the same mitzvah. Two people can do the same mitzvah, and it can be a different world of a mitzvah. He can be working on his neshama, and the other person could be working in on his Keter, his crown. And it's the same mitzvah. Depends on how much work and how much kavana intention he puts into the mitzvah. It's the same human being. The same mitzvah. He himself can one day be working in this level with this mitzvah and a different level on a different day. Yeah? Okay. Taloi b'gma biru nitzotze ha'kdusha. V'kol ma sh'anu mevarim. And everything that we clarify, we bring up these nitzotze ha'kdusha, these holy sparks, min ha'klipot, from the lower worlds of the klipot. That's where the shivrei kelim are in Bia, Bria, Yitzira, v'atzia. We spoke about this. That's where the shivrei kelim fell. Right? And they created these lower worlds. Those are the worlds of Bechira, the worlds where there's still Tzad Acher, the Sitra Acher, there's a Tzad Acher, that's why those are the worlds of Bechira. Atzilis is not a world of Bechira. Atzilis is Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Kimat no Bechira there. We just see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're completely connected. You understand? Okay. Osim Behem. That's why when a person reaches Atzilis, if a person reaches the Dag of Atzilis, he reaches that level, Paskel Memeno Yetzara. He has no shichcha, he doesn't forget his Torah, anything he learns he remembers, and doesn't have a yetzahar. Okay? So as long as you forget your Torah, you're still with us. In Bia. Right? Okay, we'll get there. Bezrat Hashem, one day. Osim behem, ilui umala v'tikun. You do with them, bringing up umala v'tikun, fixing of them, and that brings in the shefa into the world. V'yadua, and it's known. Ki had tzadik, a righteous person, Yitiaches liyamin. He will be associated with the right side. Why? Because right represents chesed. Chesed is always to do with tzedakah, tzedek. Yeah, do it with goodness. Right. Left side is din. Right. Justice. V'zesh ama ben yamin means the son of the right side. Hu hatzadik. He's a tzadik. Zev yitaraf yitraf. Zev, Zayin Av, right? Zayin Aleph Beis, ki shloshi otiyot shehem Aleph Beis, right? Haniskarot that are mentioned, shetzarek letaknam, right? We need to fix them. Hinei hem shiva, the seven of them, connected against shiva yemei habinyan, the 7 days of creation. What's the 7 days? He's speaking about the seven malachim that fell into Bia. Chesed, Gvura, Chesed, all the till Malchus. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. The seven Shivrei Kelim came from the seven spheres that fell into the Bia. So that's a remnant to that. That's a Zion. Zion Aleph Beis. Seven Otiyot, seven letters. Seven spheres. These are seven spheres of the lower of Malchus. Ki lechein, therefore, kol tikun mulkav, any fixing of these birurim of bringing up the shivrei kelim, right? Vasui b'mispa shiva is made from these seven letters. Mulkav is made up of, right? The seven shivrei kelim from Chesed to Malchus. That's where these things fell into the lower worlds. And from linking the seven Malchi Edom, the seven kings of Edom, which fell into the lower world. That's what, from there. From this comes the creation of the world, the world of Ra, of evil, or the other side. The other side represents, that's a place where there's an irbuv, a mixture of Tov v'Ra. In Bria, Yitzira, and therefore where there's a mixture of Tov v'Ra, right? That's the Eitz Hadas, the eating of Eitz Hadas caused this, the mixture of Tovara that brought us to those lower worlds. Adam HaRishon was from Atzilis Lamala. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he put himself down into these lower worlds. That's how it became part of us. We're now living in those lower worlds. We were never living there. Adam HaRishon was never living there. After he ate from Eitz Hadas, he was living there. And therefore he lived in a world of non-clarity, where Ra looks like Tov. As the Mishnah Rishus Sharam says, at dark, at night, an Amud looks like a man. You see unclear. At night time you see unclear. And when things are unclear, and you want to see a clarity, you want to see something, so imagination takes over. And you think of things that are realities, that are not realities. You imagine things to be true that are not true. You with me? V'zehu zayin pamim aleph beis. This is 7 times aleph beis. Ba'avuram, because of them, yitrof nitzotze kedusha. he will grab the Nitzotzi Kedusha, Binyamin, because he's Tzad Yamin. That's the goodness. He's a Tzadik, and that's what a Tzadik does. He grabs the Nitzotzi Kedusha, because you're doing mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, you grab these Nitzotzi Kedusha. For us, Bigma HaTikun, the fixing of this, Shukfa Taraf HaKol, he brings all these Nitzotzi Kedusha to their fixing. That's what a Tzadik does, that's represented in Binyamin. As Baboke, then when the Tzadik does that, Baboke, in the morning, Whose man Hagula? Boke is time of light, the time of Geula, when things are clear. Tiher Yoma, the clarity of the day. Yeah, Hanikra b'shem Boke, it's called the name Boke. Like we say, Boke is the concept of Levaker, to see things, to Levaker something is to, how to say it?
Investigate it.
Yochal Ad, he'll eat his prey. Ula Erev. Kriba Arev, call it Arev, who Melech HaMashiach. Arev represents the Melech HaMashiach. Then, Yichalek Shalal. Then he'll spread out his spoil. Oh, that's one pshat. That's a drush in the pasuk. I don't know why Arev is Mashiach. Arev. Maybe he's an Arev to us. Arev in terms of, like, you know, he, like Yehuda was an Arev in this world, in the next world, to bring us to on Binyamin, right? And Yehuda was an Arev to Binyamin. The Arev, the Mashiach, is an Arev to us. He's, you know, if we don't pay up, he'll make sure that we pay up. He'll bring us to payment. You understand? He'll bring us to pay our debts, what we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Yeah? Okay. Or Yuvan, or it can be understood, Baboke, in the morning, Yochal Ad, he will eat his prey. What does Yad mean? Dalad Ayin, right? She'ole Misparam Pa. If we say Dalad with Ayin Bimiluyo, Ayin Yud Nun, right? So, with the Dalad, gets Gematria Pa, right? Because that's 60, and 70 is how much?
130.
Huh? 130. One second. Okay. It's there. It's Dalad Ayin is 4 times Ayin, 4 times 70, which is Ola Mispar Pa, which is 280. Remez, it's a hint, because Pa represents Chamisha Gvurot. So the Pa Gvurot. Remez, the Chamisha Chasadim, the 5 Chasadim, I'm going to explain. The 5 Chasadim, Shem Pa. So Pa really is Pa Gvurot. Right, Purim. The Rav says Purim is Loshen Pa Gvurot. There's 5. So he's speaking about each Gvura has a Mituk, has a Mituk of 5 Chasadim against it. Kaminyan V'Rav Chesed. Like the minion of Rav Chesed. V'Rav Chesed is Gematria Pa. The Kamosh Katav Rabbeinu Zal B'Sham Mamei Rashbi the Arizal himself B'Biuha Idra Rabba, explaining the edition of Idra Rabba Daf Tal Lamates 39 page 39 Ula Erev La'ayin Rav La'erev, right? So what's it saying here? La'erev La'ayin Rav Remez La'ayin Ravti, the big eye, the Shema Yisrael of Shema Yisrael Shusot Sheva Tachtono the Bina. The 7 lower parts of Bina, i.e. from Chesed to Malchus of Bina. V'im Otiot Gdolot, these are the big letters. Shusot Ayin, Shemahan, the name. Ilain, the Ilana de Chaye, the tree of life. She Bina, that is Bina, right? Kamosh Gatu Bishar Kavanot Dav Kafalav. Let's say the Shar Kavanot Dav Kafalav. Amud Dalat Tzichalek Shalal Miyayin Nukvim Nitzutzik Dusha. So we have to stop here.